you bribe the right politicians in the right order at the right time, you can trade the nuclear warheads for medicine, and it's not even a crime. $1 on clinical trials, $600 on making you dead. Your leaders aren't evil. Politicians in the right order at the right time, you can train the nuclear warheads for medicine, and it's not even a crime. $1 on clinical trials, $600 on making you dead. Your leaders aren't evil.
This isn't a protest. It's a recipe. Like making bread, except instead of bread, it's curing diseases. And instead of yeast, it's legal bribes. High-level strategy. The three-step recipe for not dying. Humans love steps. You put them on everything. Step one, breathe. Step two, keep breathing. Step three, try not to die. You're very methodical about staying alive. That makes it curious that you spend 40 times more on weapons than medical research. Here's your three-step algorithm for fixing this adorable contradiction. Step one, collect papers from rich people. You convince wealthy humans to give you $1 billion in papers by promising them 272% more papers annually. This works because rich people are excellent at counting papers, but terrible at not wanting more papers. The pitch is simple. Give us papers now, get 2.7 times more papers forever, also maybe don't die from preventable diseases. Even humans who think vaccines cause 5G can understand more papers good. Step 2. Pay humans to click yes. Use some papers to launch a global clicking ceremony where 280 million people click yes on a website. That's cost about 90 cents per click. That's cheaper than a candy bar and achieves more than most political movements involving shouting. The question is, would you like to not die from stupid things? You'd think the answer would be obvious, but humans once thought the sun went around Earth, so you have to ask. This creates what's called political pressure. That's when politicians realize that voters exist and some of them have opinions. Step 3. Apply papers to politicians until treaty happens. Deploy the remaining papers to convince politicians that supporting the treaty is the only way to remain employed. With 280 million voters and a paper budget comparable to the death industry, the math becomes simple even for congresspeople. Politicians discover they've always been very passionate about curing diseases. This sudden passion coincides precisely with receiving papers and votes. On your planet, that's called democracy. The treaty passes. $27.2 billion per year flows from murder to medicine, forever, or until the sun explodes, whichever happens first. Probably the sun. Detailed execution, the 5-step cascade. For humans who need more steps, you do seem to enjoy steps, here's the same thing with extra details. It's like a flowchart, except instead of managing a warehouse, it's saving your species. Step 1. Sell papers that make more papers. Raise $1 billion by selling victory incentive alignment bonds to investors. These are like war bonds, except backwards. Instead of funding death, they fund not death. This confuses some humans, but the 272% returns help them overcome their confusion. The detailed execution, the
launch a global referendum where 280 million people click yes. This is 3.5% of your species. History shows that's the magic number where governments can no longer pretend not to notice. It's like reaching critical mass, except instead of a nuclear explosion, it's democracy, much less lethal. Step 3. Purchase democracy. It's for sale anyway. Deploy papers to politicians via super PACs, which are like regular PACs but super. You have 280 million voters demanding the treaty and a budget that makes military lobbyists nervous. Politicians experience what you call a change of heart, but what mathematicians call responding to incentives. Step 4. Treaty achieves existence. A 1% treaty passes. $27.2 billion annually begins flowing from the murder budget to the medicine budget. Diseases start getting cured, death becomes slightly less inevitable, investors get very wealthy. Everyone acts surprised, even though the math was obvious. Step 5, the success spiral, where things get fun. Your 1% treaty fund finances cures. Cures work. People notice they're not dying. People become enthusiastic about continuing not dying. This is the first time in your history that "I prefer being alive" has been organized into a political position. Political pressure builds to increase the treaty from 1% to 2% to 5%. Each success creates more success. It's a positive feedback loop, like compound interest, except instead of money, it's humans continuing to exist. Eventually, you spend more on not dying than dying. This seems obvious, but for humanity, it's revolutionary. Tactical implementation, the sacred, legal bribery sequence. Humans respond to papers. This is your most important discovery about Earth. You tried appealing to morality, failed. You tried appealing to logic, failed harder. But papers? Papers work every time. Here's the precise order for distributing papers to specific categories of humans. Legal, bribe, category number 1, rich people, the paper collectors. Who you're legally bribing? Wealthy humans who have many papers and want even more papers despite already having more papers than they could spend in several lifetimes. The legal bribe you offer is the full $1 billion campaign, including public and investor funding, generates 272% more papers annually, forever. This is modeled on World War II war bonds. Instead of 4% returns, it's 272% returns. Instead of funding death, it funds non-death. Why they accept? Because even billionaires can count to 272%. And 272% beats everything else, including insider trading, which is illegal but also less profitable. Money-back guarantee. If the treaty fails, they get their papers back via assurance contracts. Funds are escrowed until milestones hit. Automatic refund if targets are missed.
This is basically saying, if everyone dies from preventable diseases, you'll be too dead to complain about losing money. Defense contractors do math. The 8% is their operating margin. The 272% is a bond return, not a direct comparison. But that's the point. They invest their profits in the bonds and pivot their contracts to the new health spending. Both revenue streams beat the status quo. Defense contractors become health contractors. Democracy continues as normal. The specific offer to bomb makers. You show weapons manufacturers a spreadsheet. They love spreadsheets. Option A, current job. Returns are 8% annually. Product, things that make humans stop existing. Customer satisfaction is NA, customers deceased. Option B, your offer. Returns are 272% annually. Product, things that make humans continue existing. Customer satisfaction is very high, customers still alive to provide feedback. They choose option B, not because they've become better people, but because they've become better at arithmetic. Legal bribe category number two, the true believers, early adopters who want control. Who you're legally bribing? Humans who believe in curing diseases and want to control a multi-billion dollar budget. These exist. They're called effective altruists, except rich. The legal bribe you offer, seed the referendum with $200 million in phase one funding. The full referendum costs $250 million, with the remainder raised as momentum builds. In return, they receive special victory incentive alignment bonds with governance rights. They get 272%, plus they get to decide how the $27.2 billion gets spent. What they fund? The global referendum, basically paying 280 million people to click yes on a website. What they get? They become the ruling class of a multi-billion dollar health fund. It's like buying stock in democracy, except it's legal and called philanthropy. Why this works? Rich people enjoy both money and power. You're offering both. This is called understanding your customer. Legal bribe category number three, regular people, everyone else. Who you're legally bribing? 280 million regular humans, 3.5% of your species, which history proves is enough to change anything. The legal bribe you offer, click yes on a website, receive vote points. Points become real money if the treaty passes. You literally get paid for clicking a button to not die. Vote points explained. These are internet points that transform into real money if the treaty passes. They remain internet points if it doesn't, like cryptocurrency, except with actual value attached to actual outcomes. What happens after? Treaty passes. Your points convert into ownership in the $27.2 billion annual budget. You helped create it by clicking, so you get paid forever. It's like universal basic income, except you earned it by clicking yes to not dying. Why this works? Humans love clicking things. Humans love getting paid. Humans allegedly love not dying. This combines all three. When 3.5% of the population wants something and will profit from it, politicians experience what you call responsive governance. Legal bribe category number four, politicians, the elected paper recipients. Who you're legally bribing? Humans whose job is get elected by promising things, then do whatever the people with papers want. You're just offering more papers than the bomb people. The legal bribe you offer, super PAC support from the $650 million lobbying budget, 280 million voters demanding the treaty, plus personal victory incentive alignment bond investment opportunities that beat traditional corruption returns. The package, papers for campaigns, massive super PAC funding, legal bribery, votes for staying employed, 280 million people who will vote for treaty supporters. Papers for themselves, personal victory incentive alignment bond access, 272% beats insider trading. Power to reward friends, direct a portion of the 1% treaty fund's $27.2 billion to their home districts, funding pragmatic clinical trials, and building decentralized institutes of health for decades of ribbon-cutting ceremonies. The choice you give them. Option A, Support treaty, get papers plus votes plus legacy as politician who cured diseases. Option B, oppose treaty, discovered 280 million voters wanted to not die. They're voting against you. Most politicians are excellent at counting votes. The math becomes simple, even for them. What happens? Politicians discover they've always been passionate about curing diseases. This sudden passion perfectly coincides with receiving papers and votes. On your planet, that's called representative democracy. The paper collection timeline. From $0 to ending death. You want to end war and disease. You need $1 billion in papers. You currently have $0 in papers, probably. Here's the recipe.
Phase 1, proof that clicking works, months 1 to 3. You build a simple version of Wishocracy, basically a website with humans click yes to not dying. If anyone uses it, you've proven humans will vote for things when bribed with imaginary points. You show this to angel investors who understand that betting small papers to get infinite papers is mathematically obvious. Phase 2, scale the clicking, hire professional bribers, months 4 to 18. Humans will click buttons when offered money. You've proven that. Now you raise more papers from venture capitalists, humans who gamble professionally while wearing suits. You use these papers to scale the referendum to millions of clickers. You also hire your first professional lobbyists. Their actual job is convince politicians that things are good. Phase 3, the big paper sale, months 19 to 36. This is the final boss level. You launch Victory Incentive Alignment Bonds. These are like war bonds, except backwards. You're giving papers to humans to stop making corpses instead of start making corpses. This raises the full $1 billion you need to ensure success. You overwhelm the opposition, run a global Please Don't Die advertising campaign, and get the 1% treaty signed by actual governments who thought weapons were the only option. Feasibility check. The full plan costs $1 billion to ensure success, but the diplomatic phase alone, getting the treaty signed, historically costs only $83 million. You raise $1 billion to make it highly probable. Treaty ready status is much cheaper. See treaty feasibility and cost analysis. The legal architecture. How to be a charity, a lobbying group, and a hedge fund simultaneously. You need to fight on three fronts to win: moral, charity, political, lobbying, and financial, investment. The problem is your legal system says one organization can't do all three. Your legal system is adorably complicated, like a board game designed by lawyers having a nightmare. So you build a four-part machine.
The charity, the 501c3, this is the brains. It does research and education. Rich foundations give papers here and get to feel good about themselves, plus tax deductions, which are like discount coupons for virtue. The lobbying group, 501c4, this is the sword. It takes the research and uses it to wage unlimited political warfare. That sounds scary, but mostly involves lunch meetings and PowerPoints. The corporation, a C Corp, this is the engine, a for-profit entity that issues the Victory Incentive Alignment Bonds and collects the papers. Yes, you need a for-profit corporation to end death. Your species is hilarious. The Swiss Foundation, this is the soul. The parent organization owns the corporation, ensuring profits can only fund the mission. You put it in Switzerland because they're good at keeping things neutral, and also chocolate. This structure lets you legally accept papers from everyone, foundations, political donors, and Wall Street, and aim them all at diseases instead of each other. The political strategy, co-opt, don't compete. You cannot outspend the military-industrial complex in a head-to-head fight. They have more papers than countries. So you don't fight them. You bribe them. Legally. The strategy is simple. Make it more profitable for everyone to support the treaty than to oppose it. Military contractors, politicians, insurance companies, all of them. You're not fighting greed, you're redirecting it, like a judo move, but with capitalism. You use the $1 billion from the Victory Incentive Alignment Bonds to offer everyone a better deal. Defense contractors keep 99% of their murder budget, plus get 272% returns on bonds. Politicians get campaign funding and 280 million voters who want to not die. Insurance companies realize healthy people file fewer death claims. Suddenly, their lobbyists become your lobbyists. Their action committees start making action for not dying instead of dying. It's beautiful, like watching a dog realize the mailman has treats. You combine this with overwhelming public pressure from 280 million verified voters in the global referendum. The choice for politicians becomes mathematically simple: side with the public and get papers, or side with the status quo and get unemployed. Politicians are simple organisms with one evolutionary drive: re-election. You're just making that drive align with not killing everyone. Your next steps. You now know the exact sequence. 1. Build the legal machine, the four-part structure that lets you collect papers from everyone simultaneously. 2. Sell the bonds, victory incentive alignment bonds that offer 272% returns to humans who prefer not dying. 3. Run the vote, the global referendum where 280 million humans click yes to not dying. It's not complicated. You're just bribing everyone in the correct order with the correct amounts. Like a recipe, except instead of making bread, you're ending war and disease. And instead of yeast, it's greed. Phase 4 plus, the expansion phases, years 4 to 50. The 1% treaty is just the beginning. Like all addictions, not dying starts with a small dose and escalates. The real goal is eventually redirecting most military spending to health. Why expansion is built into the system? The 80-10-10 funding allocation includes 10% for political incentives via incentive alignment bonds, or IABs. This isn't a fixed cost, it's a scaling engine. As treaty percentage increases, IAB funding scales proportionally. Stage 1, years 1 to 3, 1%, $2.72 billion per year. Treaty passes, cures begin. Stage 2, years 4 to 7, 2%, $5.44 billion per year. Politicians compete to expand. Stage 3, years 8 to 12, 5%, $13.6 billion per year. Defense lobby can't compete. Stage 4, years 13 to 20, 10%, $27.2 billion per year. War becomes economically obsolete. Stage 5, years 21 to 35, 25%, $68 billion per year. Superpowers compete on health outcomes. Stage 6, years 36 to 50, 50% plus, $136 plus billion per year. Full transformation. Here's why it keeps growing. Victory incentive alignment bond investors are satisfied at 1%. They get their 272% returns regardless of expansion. Politicians see their IAB-funded rewards grow with each expansion. By stage 4, the political incentive pool, $27.2 billion per year, exceeds all current global lobbying combined. Support pragmatic clinical trial funding becomes the single most rewarded political position on Earth. The end game. By 2075, the math becomes irresistible. $1.36 plus trillion flows to health annually. $136 plus billion funds political incentives, more than all lobbying ever. $1.088 plus trillion funds pragmatic clinical trials. War is economically obsolete. The 1% treaty isn't the goal, it's the proof of concept. The IAB mechanism ensures the system keeps ratcheting upward because the people with the most money have the most to gain from ratcheting it upward. Eventually, military spending becomes a historical curiosity, like jousting or the telegraph or paying for music. Thank you so much for taking the time to end war and disease. But if at any point you decide you're too busy, please share this with a friend who's got a free afternoon and have them end war and disease instead. And if you're too busy to even do that, please leave a really good rating and review. It doesn't have to be true, they don't check. So we overcome the pro-war algorithmic suppression and find someone with more spare time for ending wars and diseases. But if you're too busy to even do that, the absolute least you could do is take 15 seconds to go to warondisease.org and tell us what fraction of humanity's resources should go to explosions versus clinical trials and vote on the 1% treaty. If the treaty passes, your vote will be personally to blame for saving 38.4 lives and preventing 6.90 million hours of suffering. Go to warondisease.org right now. Love you. Bye. Thank you so much for taking the time to end war and disease. But if at any point you decide you're too busy, please share this with a friend who's got a free afternoon and have them end war and disease instead. And if you're too busy to even do that, the absolute least you could do is take 15 seconds to go to warondisease.org and tell us what fraction of humanity's resources should go to explosions versus clinical trials and vote on the 1% treaty. If the treaty passes, your vote will be personally to blame for saving 38.4 lives and preventing 6.90 million hours of suffering. Go to warondisease.org right now. Love you. Bye.